Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Beatrice. Need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. Somebody requested a call back from this number. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to open an unemployment claim online, and
okay,
it said it had a problem verifying my identity and to call in.
Okay. So may I have your social security number, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. 420-980-599.
Okay. It's giving me a problem. Let me have that number one more time. I'm sorry.
Sure. 420-980-599.
Okay. Unfortunately, it seems like our computers are down at the moment. Let me double check and see if that's what's happening. What is that? Where'd it go? That's odd. Okay. Sorry. Give it to me one more time, please, ma'am.
No problem. 420 98 0599.
Okay, 1 second. Let me try this. I'm going to try one more thing and see if it works. Okay. Your first and your last name, ma'am?
Sure. Latika. That's L like Larry, A like apple,
mm-hmm.
T like Tom, I like ice, K like kite, A like apple.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is M like Mary, U like umbrella. H like Harry, A like apple, M like Mary, M again, A like apple, D like David.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, let's see here. Okay, and your date of birth and your driver's license or ID?
3/24/75. Driver's license is 598-7567.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, let's see if we can open that for you. Fortunately, we seem to be having a little bit of a problem with the system here. Okay, so what is your preferred language, ma'am?
English.
Okay, so do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your mother's maiden last name?
Parrish, P-A-R-R-I-S-H.
And your date of birth?
3/24/75.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. So do you understand that knowingly making any false statements and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim would be considered fraud?
Yes.
And do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Did you file for unemployment in any other state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you receive a TRA retraining certification?
No.
Okay. Benefit? No. Or the certification, the TRA certification?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And that's Latika D. Mohammed. Okay. And has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And this is the current number to
yes.
reach you at? Okay, thank you. And you said your date of birth was 3/24/1975. And your mother's maiden last name was Parrish. Okay, and your driver's license, is that an Alabama license name?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And may I have that number one more time, please?
Sure, 5987567.
Okay, thank you. And for demographic purposes, ma'am, do you consider yourself white, black, Asian, or either?
Black.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Male or female?
Female.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
From college.
How many years?
2.
Okay, thank you. And are you a citizen, ma'am?
Yes.
And did you serve an active duty in the United States Armed Forces more than 180 days?
No.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, you live in the U.S. And what is your residential address, ma'am?
1010 West Woodlawn Drive.
All right, I'm sorry, our system is acting up here. You said 1010 Woodlawn Drive, correct?
West Woodlawn Drive, it has to be West.
Okay. Woodlawn. Okay, West Woodlawn Drive. Okay, and what city is that located in? Is that Mobile?
Yes, Mobile. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
36605.
Okay. And is your mailing address the same, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And what was your occupation before, ma'am?
Self-employed.
Okay. Okay, let's see, I'm not sure. Yeah, it's not. So what did you do?
I worked for a company, but I wasn't 1099 or anything, so everything was really on me.
Okay, but that's different than being completely self-employed. Okay, so you were 1099. So what did you do as a occupation?
It was, well, consultation.
Pardon me?
Management and consultation.
Okay.
But that's the thing. I didn't get 1099, so I really, my taxes have always been self-employed taxes when I had to file.
Okay. Okay. So we'll have an opportunity to do that, ma'am. I just need to put the job description kind of
okay.
on there.
Okay.
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 Okay. Like a business consultant is what you're saying, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All And are you seeking work in that same area?
Yes.
Okay. And do you belong to a union, ma'am?
No.
Are you attending school or training?
Yes.
You are? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, you don't have a return date because you're self-employed, right? So are you available to work?
Well, actually, I will have a return. I'm actually going to be down medically. Actually being on medical leave until the end of September.
Okay. So you think your return back to that would be September what? Do you have an idea?
Well, actually, let me see. I can pull up a calendar. It would be October. The return date would be... Okay. Okay, so that would be September 30th.
September 30th. Okay. 2024?
Yes, ma'am.
So you are on a on a temporary layoff, but that is due to health reasons. Are you available
ma'am.
To work all the shifts of your occupation?
Currently, yes.
So you're currently able to work all the shifts of your occupation?
Well, technically, no, because my medical leave will start this week. So.
Okay. All right. So would it be due to physical or mental illness or disease?
I'm sorry, you said due to...
Or surgery. What's the reason? What's the medical reason?
Oh, yes. It's surgery.
Okay. Okay. But other than that, you would be able to work full-time in all the shifts of your occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Since this past Sunday, okay, you're saying that you, if you had been able to work physically... to work for which you were, you have, since Sunday, have you been mentally or physically able to work? You said no. Okay. And in other words, if work would have been available for you to do the job that you have experienced to do, and you were not able to, you need to know that if sickness or injury or surgery prevent you from working a job for which you are qualified to do, benefits could be denied until such time that you can show proof that you're able to go to work. So basically, they're going to ask for medical, no doctor's notes and that kind of stuff, okay?
Okay.
How many miles are you willing to travel to go to work one way normally?
One way... 10 will be fine.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage? How much do you make an hour?
The lowest that would be 15.
You would accept?
Yes, 15 an hour.
Okay. And are you a corporate officer in your own business?
No.
Do you own your own business?
No, ma'am.
But you do work for yourself, you said. So you're
yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay, so do you vote more than 50% of your work to self-employment?
Yes.
Okay. Are you currently working on commission or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied or receiving any workman's compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for, are you receiving any pension from an employer in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government from April 1st, 2023 through March 31st, 2024?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal income tax purposes, ma'am? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So do you want to keep the same direct deposit information that you had before? Would you like to update that, ma'am?
I would need to update that.
Okay. So do you have a traditional bank or online?
Traditional.
Okay. Is that checking or savings?
Checking.
Okay. And I would need the routing and the account number, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Which one first?
The routing, please.
Okay, 051 00 0017.
Okay. Repeat that for me one time, please.
Sure. 051 00 0017.
Okay. And the account number?
435-0-5037-9246.
Okay, repeat that for me one time, please.
Sure. 435-0-5037-9246.
Your last digits were 46, correct, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What was the name of the company you were working for?
That's RABICAND Corporation.
Okay, try it one more time if you would.
Sure. RA. B like David. I. C. A. N. D like David. Corporation.
Okay. Let me see if I heard you correctly. You say RADICAND. Like Radicand. Okay. Corp.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. I'm not getting anything with that. Did you get that through an agency, an employment agency?
No, ma'am.
No, you got that direct? Okay. Okay. All right. Interesting. It's not showing on your record here. Is that? How long did you work there?
Since July 2015.
Okay. So could it be listed? You said since 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So that was in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am. They're headquartered in Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. Let me see here. Let me see. We might need to request for assistance with that. Okay. Sorry, one second. That's strange. That wouldn't be also EGS customer care, would it? Is that the same as EGS customer care?
No, ma'am. No. I do know they, I know it's a small business and I know they share office spaces. Maybe I can give you the address and see if something else comes up.
Yeah, that's not going to help me, ma'am. It needs to be registered with the unemployment. So, yeah, let me just see if I can get assistance to look for that.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. We have it registered differently. You know, we would have that registered differently with the unemployment. Sometimes they just have it listed as DBA with different names. So let me just see what they're saying here. And a supervisor can look into that. So we'll just request their assistance. And what were the dates that you were working there, ma'am, did you say?
You said from July 2015 until
to July 2015 till now. Okay. So yeah, there should definitely be something on your record that is weird. I don't see anything there. The only thing I see, yeah, not there for that. Interesting. And that wouldn't be the same as Alorica, would it?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right, let's just see what they come up with. You said your last day of work was June.
Whatever this past Friday was, what was Saturday being?
Was that the first?
The fifth, July 5th.
The fifth, okay. Not coming up. It might take us a minute. I apologize. And if we get disconnected, ma'am, which could easily happen when they're looking for stuff like that, because this could take a minute, either now or later, I'll try to call you back. So make sure you pick up, okay? If I call you.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Sometimes can take a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And some people will hang up and try to call us back instead of answering the call when you're calling back, and that just makes you start the form all over again.
Yes, ma'am.
Can be frustrating for everybody. At least we have good weather, right? Still waiting, ma'am. Thank you. Sorry for that.
No problem.
Still waiting. Thank you. Just take a minute. Still waiting, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay. Thank you. Still waiting, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Just a little bit busy today, so this might take a while, unfortunately. But like I said, if we get disconnected, I'll try to call you back, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Right now, we're filing a lot of claims daily, so it's just super busy.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It's almost as bad as COVID, so it just makes it so difficult to resolve an issue. Let's see. enjoy your 4th of July?
Ma'am?
Did you enjoy your 4th of July, ma'am?
I did. I just laid down.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, sometimes that's the best way you do, especially when you're having health issues. You know, it's just to be able to relax and not worry about things.
It is. People around me were so busy with fireworks. Like, my family was texting, going to shows and fireworks shows. I said, well, all I have to do is look out of my window. These people are so busy.
There
you
go.
I can just lay in the bed and look out of the window.
Yeah. There you go. Sometimes that's just the best way you do it, you know. Some people wish they could do that, you know.
Right. That is so true. That's so true.
Yeah. Let's just see. They weren't as many fireworks, though. I was surprised.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was surprised. Let's see here. This isn't working. We're not getting anywhere. No response here. That's weird. Yeah, well, it must be like super, super busy. I'm not getting any response yet. Yeah, we're so busy at this point. And it's only 10 in the morning, you know. Like, did they just be gone and we're like overwhelmed? Yeah.
Exactly. I knew you guys had to have been busy by the time I got the call back because when I called at about 8:30.
That early? Really?
Yes, and it's easy then.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we have been just overwhelmed with calls. Yes, the nature of the beast right now, you know? There's nothing more precious than time nowadays, you know? Oh, yeah. Let's see if I can get somebody to help us. Let me try one more time. Okay, that's not going to help. Okay, so that's out. Yeah, we're just going to have to wait at this point.
Okay.
Don't have an option. Thought I had another option, but they're out. So at this point, we're sort of at their mercy. Okay, let's see here.
And it's not something I can help with.
Because
I know it's because I know it's always unemployment, not unemployment, self-employed. I just get my contracts from them.
Yeah, it didn't take the self-employed either. So that's why I was like, okay, this is weird. It didn't take either one of them, you know, the self-employed or the radiant.
Okay.
Let me see if I could try one more time with the self-employed and see if that works. But it didn't work before. And we can try it just one more time. During COVID, they were accepting the self-employed. You know, and that was an option, but at this point, they're not accepting that, so I'm not quite sure why.
And you're unable to find the company name. Is it possible they're not registered? I don't understand, because I'm trying to understand that.
Yeah, that, I mean, if you've worked for them that long, they should definitely be registered. It's an established company, you know.
Okay.
So they should definitely be registered, and you could, you know, do it as a contractor, too. I mean, we would put all of that in there. But it's just not coming up, which to me is very unusual. You know,
gotcha.
It's not on your record either, which is even, you know, very different. So not quite sure what the options are here other than to ask you to call back later, which I hate to, you know, but
right.
I might not have an option. We can wait another 5 or 10 minutes. And see if they come up. If not, I'm going to have to ask you to call back. I apologize.
Okay.
Let's see here. You can wait another 2-3 more minutes because it's already been it's already been about 12, 13 minutes. So the most I can wait is 15, so we can wait another 2 or 3 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I apologize.
No problem.
It normally
problem.
Doesn't take
off.
This long at all. It normally doesn't take this long at all, but... Okay. Yeah. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Okay, so it looks like I'm going to have to add that manually, she said. So we're going to have to have all the detailed information, and they will request that you show proof of employment, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let's see here. You said the correct spelling. Let me make sure I had that correct. Make sure I didn't mess up anything there. You said the employer was RADICAND, correct?
That's correct.
Corporation, okay. And what would the address be, ma'am?
560 Bessemer, BESSEMER, Super Highway.
Super Highway?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And their office is Suite 4.
Suite 4. Okay. And is that located in Bessemer?
It's actually Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
And it's 35628.
35628.
No, 228.
I'm sorry, 356228.
No, ma'am, 35.
Mm-hmm.
228.
Oh, gotcha. Thank you. Okay. And that's Alabama. Okay, so warning. Okay, so I need to read this warning to you, okay? The address you provide will be used to contact your former employer. If the address is not correct and the employer notice is returned as undelivered, unemployment benefits and this claim may be delayed or denied until you provide the correct information. Okay, a denial could result in a requirement to repay any benefits that may have been issued to you for the period by the denial, okay?
Okay.
Just so there, a little warning thing there. Okay. And your phone number, the employer's phone number?
Yes, 205 878 8646.
Okay. You said, did you work out of Birmingham?
Their corporate office is Birmingham.
Okay. Where did you work out of?
Mobile.
Okay. Mobile. Okay. And your employer's start date was, did you say?
Yes, ma'am. July 15, 2015.
Okay. And you said your last day of work was June?
July 5th.
Or July 5th. Okay. July 5th, 2024. Okay. And for the moment, you are on a medical leave, you said, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Leave of absence, okay. And it was a medical leave, and it was approved for you from July 5th, 2024. To what date was it approved to you?
Until September 30th.
September 30th, 2024. Okay, and what was the name of the person that approved your leave, ma'am?
That's Rita R-I-T-A.
R-I-T-A or C-A?
No, T like Tom,
okay.
R-I, T like Tom, Rita.
Okay.
Mitchell.
Okay. Okay. And let's see here. And have you received or are you expected to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No, ma'am.
Sick pay?
No, ma'am.
Holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Or pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay.
Okay.
So do you certify that your answers are true and accurate and that you know that the law provides penalties for making any false statements to obtain unemployment benefits? We do match the earnings you provide with wages your employer has provided. False answers could result in overpayment and fraud penalties. Do you certify that your answers are true to the best of your knowledge, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and that's Latika D. Muhammad. Okay. And your social security number, ma'am, one more time.
Mm-hmm. 420-98-0599.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And which of the following street addresses in Birmingham have you been associated with in the past? 1018 Brook Highland Lane, 2116 Arcadia Road, 2440 Chestnut Road, 3228 Beach Avenue Southwest, or
the
none of you. Okay. Which, you mentioned that you went to college. Which sports team's nickname was associated with the college you attended? Ambassadors, Crimson Tide, Golden Bears, Pioneers, or none of the above?
Crimson Tide.
Okay. Which, what color was your 2022 Honda? Was it beige, black, blue, silver, or none?
None.
Okay, you didn't have one. Okay. Okay. Do you hereby choose to file this internet unemployment insurance claim against the state of Alabama, ma'am?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that one.
Do you want to file for unemployment? Do you hereby choose to file this unemployment insurance claim against the state of Alabama?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
And do you certify on the penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the content of the Claimant Benefit Handbook at Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I'm going to read a really long disclaimer, ma'am. And there is a definite possibility that we get disconnected in the process, okay? But
okay.
It's a really long disclaimer, and I need to be able to read it through without interruption. So I'm going to ask you to refrain from asking questions until I give you a PIN number. And remember, if we get disconnected before, I'll try to call you back to finish it, okay? So
yes,
So the following instructions on telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seek full-time work each week that you claim benefits for. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit the Alabama Career Center in person or go online at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. That's alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online or resume. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. An information booklet is available on the benefits, rights, and responsibility. It contains information on how your claim is being determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how you are to file your weekly certification. Failure to do so could result in denial of benefits. The process we just completed of filing your unemployment claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must first complete your weekly certification each week that you claim benefits for on the previous week. Failure to make a complete weekly certification each week could result in denial of benefits. Unemployment calendar begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online or by calling 800-752-7389. That number again is 800-752-7389. Are you still with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Your weekly certification must be done anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5 and not on Saturday. Failure to file a weekly certification before 5 o'clock on Friday, again, could result in denial of benefits. Make sure you complete your weekly certification between Sunday and Friday at 5. Whether filing online or by phone, you will need to remember the PIN number that will be assigned to you. Again, additional instructions are available on the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility book at labor.alabama.gov. Exceptions for the work search requirement are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who have verified short-term layoffs, claimants attending direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, you could call our inquiry line at 800-361-4524. That number again is 800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview to discuss the findings. If so, you will be contacted by phone or by mail before a decision is made on your claim. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must submit the 3 applications and report the contact information for each when you do your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employee was not hiring at the time of contact but begins to hire at a later date. For assistance with your work search, your 3 applications, or your weekly certification, you may also contact your local Alabama Career Center. Okay? You still with me, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So your application number is 489-805-005. That's 489-805-005. And your PIN number, ma'am, is 1919. That's 1919.
Okay.
Okay. And you basically, they asked that, you know, you required to do a job search. But in your case, with a medical thing, you know, they're going to just ask for information and so on. Okay. Wish you the best of luck, ma'am. If you have any other questions, you could call 1-800-361-4524.
Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, and my pleasure. You have a nice day now. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line.